Did you just learn like the, because you do like photography and graphic design, like your thumbnails are always like pretty professional looking. Did you just learn that on your own, or did you take like
YouTube it. Yeah. I didn't, like, people ask me, like, did you go to school for that? I was like, I've never been to school for videography or photography. All this stuff is, like, you just learn by YouTube.
Mm. Everything's available these days.
Yeah, I think now university with the internet.
Is such a ripoff these days.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
University?
Oh, yeah.
You can learn everything online.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially when it comes to, like, arts and media.
And yeah, exactly. And they even have, like, there are courses you can take that are legitimate courses.
Absolutely.
Like, one of them is called Skillshare. Oh, yeah. Where you can learn specific, you know, skills for Photoshop, Lightroom.
You just don't pay $100,000 tuition for it.
No, so it's like actually very 50, affordable.
Bucks, yeah.
It's very affordable.
But with Skillshare, I think, this is not a sponsor for Skillshare.
Oh, this video is brought to you in part by Skillshare.
Are you having trouble with getting photography?
But like with Skillshare,
you take crappy pictures. Do you overexpose your photos?
Insert promo code.
Yeah. Yeah.
Promo code. Do you ever?
Rod of Iron. First Works Baptist Church.
No one likes your photos on Instagram.
Maybe you need to take this.
Do you struggle getting hearts and comments on your on your grid? Yeah. What were you saying about Skillshare?
I don't even remember. There's like a lot of websites like this, or like even there's like a website like called Fiverr. Where like you can kind of just charge like whatever you want, like from, it used to be just $5 and that's what most people do, but you can like charge whatever you want, and like thousands of people go on this website and make requests, and I know people who like have an entire like just home business off of this, and they it's basically like 1 hour of
Fiverr
work.
Is risky.
Don't they like make beats on there and all that stuff too?
Beats?
Yeah, like music beats.
Yeah, you can do it.
Fiverr is very risky.
Why is it risky?
Well, it works. I'm not saying it's risky for the person who's putting their business out there. It's the person who's shopping on there.
Right.
Because if you like, let's say you need, you know, you want something Photoshopped. You want to manipulate a photo for some your business or whatever. You put an offer out there and some people will say, all right, I'll do this for $5, others for $10, $20, $25. And, like, I saw a video where a guy basically paid from $5 all the way up until, like, $250. And the one that he paid was, like, $100 was, like, the crappiest manipulated photo ever. You know, but it was too late. I mean, he purchased it. Mm. So they have their portfolio on there and everything like that. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't turn out really that good. Mm. It's better to just learn yourself because you know exactly what it is that you want.
Yeah.
But that requires a lot of time. So, you know, and I didn't even use Skillshare for that long. I use YouTube a lot to learn how to edit footage and how to use a camera and all that. I still use YouTube. You know, when I try to up my game on the documentaries, I go to YouTube and I try to figure out how to do that. And people do that for business. I mean, literally, you have people making thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars simply by learning on YouTube, you know. And there's other ways of making business or making money, like for in your home, for example, like if you like a lot of people sell their stuff on Etsy, products on Etsy. Yeah. You guys know what Etsy is?
Yeah.
And the big thing now is like you make a product, but you only make like five of them.
Yeah.
And you never make them ever again.
Oh, so it's like a limited time offer.
It's a limited time offer. So instead of making like a hundred of them. You know what I mean? And then people only buy like 25 and you're stuck with a bunch of them. You say, well, this is a limited edition. This is the only time these will ever be available. And you sell them at a high price. People buy them and, you know, you got to make something else. The only thing with that is that you got to stay fresh on your ideas. Mm. You got to always make something new, you know, which is good, though. I like that. Yeah. Coming up with new ideas and figure out new things.